Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of God's Gracious Gifts podcast. And today I'll be sharing a little something I shared with my Christian philosophy class back in, I think, the end of January. So let's just jump right in. If you don't love yourself, you may doubt that God loves you. Because if you don't believe that you're worth anything, then how are you going to believe that to God you're worth leaving the 99 to go find? How? How would you believe that God loves you for you when you're trying to change everything about yourself? How can you believe that God will never leave you when you wish you could be anyone else rather than the person that you are? Because how are you going to believe that God created you just the way you are for a reason when you're scared to even try to figure out who you are? You don't want to be left alone with your own thoughts for too long because you're afraid of what goes on inside your own head. You don't dare try to make sense of it because that would mean having to face your thoughts. To some people, their worst fears are thoughts in their own head. So we avoid critical thinking when it comes to ourselves and instead think critically of others, thinking that their opinion of us matters and that they have it better than we do, when in reality, we're all struggling. It's a vicious cycle and we all hate the exhaustion that comes with it. So what if we broke the cycle? What if we stopped living in fear and started living in faith? What's stopping us? Fear? Who is fear from? This kind of fear, who is it from? Exactly. Fear only has power when you give it power. We place so much trust in fear. What would it look like if we placed all of that trust in God? We lack faith, yet we put so much of it in fear and the potential that things will go wrong. We keep expecting the worst, and for what? Do we truly want to be miserable, or have we lived like this for so long that we're unwilling to leave this familiarity and false comfort we have with fear? Some of us, our relationship with fear is multitudes stronger than our relationship with God. We say we trust God, but do we trust the darkness more? We say we love the light while we sit in the darkness. We claim we're saved, but sometimes we act like all hope will be lost at any second. We don't like to think about it, but what if we took the chance to truly step into the light, regardless of our circumstances? Because where the light is, there may appear to be shadows behind. Shadows being the obstacles of life. But at the end, when the light illuminates the area, the shadows disappear. What if we looked fear in the face and it just disappeared because of the radiant light of God being shown through us? In the darkness, you can't look fear in the face because you can't see. But in the light, fear is nothing. God is everything. With that, thank you all for listening to God's Gracious Gifts podcast. Feel free to leave us an audio message on Anchor, and we will get those social media things up to you as soon as possible. And with that, hope everybody has a great week.